Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly, and I've got a good one for you today out in the wind in Newport Beach. And would you fly in a plane that had no pilot? Okay? My answer is no, but let's get right into it. FedEx just had a test where they took a pilotless plane and flew it for 15 minutes and flew it over neighborhoods and did not have a pilot. The company that did this, Hollister Robotics, was 50 miles away inside of an office building, and the pilot, Robert Rose, was working the controls from 50 miles away. Who would fly on this, guys? This is basically a drone. It's basically a toy. But what they're doing is saying, okay, this is a cargo ship. It's just going to carry merchandise and packages and things like this. This is just a matter of time until they convert the air taxis and make it so that, you know, we can fly without a pilot. Insane. Now, hey, just to be safe, you know, the pilot could have taken over the controls. How? From 50 miles away? Let's think about what we've talked about in the news daily, including today, about all of the hacks that have happened right now. You have so many people that have had, you know, ransomware attacks, hacking, businesses shut down. You don't think that they could take over a remote airplane? I think they could do that in a second. I think that seems easy to me compared to what these guys are working on right now. So what they want to do is they want to set this up for FedEx. And again, we've talked about FedEx having such an issue with the pilots and paying these people and how expensive it is. Could you imagine if you could get rid of a guy from flying a plane and he can do it basically as a video game sitting inside of a building? How insane is that? How ridiculous is this? Now, it did a few laps over residential neighborhoods, which again, would any of those people from the Hollister Municipal Airport want to know about this? Would they have a problem with this? Would they be concerned that you've got a pilotless plane flying overhead? Now, drones and things like that have happened. Our military, I know that there's people out there going, Dan, our military has drones that have done this for years. Yes, but what they're going to start doing is starting to fly these over residential areas more and more and more. Here in California, it's illegal to fly drones over public areas unless you're part of the police. So, you know, did they get an exemption for that? Who knows? But the idea with these air taxis and the idea of these planes without a pilot on board, okay, is insane to me. I don't even understand why anybody would think that that would be remotely safe, because you're getting that and you're getting the autonomous cars that are going to be semis that will deliver things without anybody on board. Just a matter of time, Dan. It's technology. Don't get in its way. All we have seen and all we have heard about for the last 90 days is about how everything is getting hacked. And, you know, it's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense to think that this is safe. Would you hop on a plane without a pilot? Okay? Here in California, we have the remote cars that are autonomous, and they do not have drivers. But as of 2024, they're exempt from any parking tickets or parking violations. Well, wait a second. Are they exempt from speeding? Are they exempt from cutting people off? Can you not sue them if they blow through an intersection and take out four kids? I mean, think about that. So no parking tickets, no nothing. It's insanity. It's insanity. But again, the companies are also exempt from this too. There won't be fines. There won't be problems if there is issues with this. So let me know about this, because the technology here, read the story below, and it's not safe. Who would want that? Okay? And who would want it flying overhead? Okay, as I walk by the airport, you wouldn't want to know that this jumbo jet loaded with stuff, okay, for FedEx is going to not have a pilot on board. Okay, well, we've got crew members. They're in the plane. Okay, they'll die too with the packages. Come on. Okay, share your thoughts on this stuff. Let me know what you think. Am I over exaggerating? Now, I know that the pilots and the drone people out there are going to sit there and say, this is the safest thing ever, Dan. There's nothing to worry about. And it's nuts. It's absolute nuts right now. But let me, share your thoughts on this stuff. Now, the next thing is, clearly Tesla is the big maca when it comes to United States EV cars. They're really the only company that's making any money right now. You have to seriously look at that. I mean, it's just that nobody else is making a dime compared to Tesla. And I just want to make sure that I get these numbers right. But Tesla worldwide is not number one. There's a company out of China, BYD, that's much bigger than Tesla. Tesla last year had 1.8 million cars delivered. Huge, absolutely huge. BYD out of China, they do an electric car and a hybrid car, hybrid plug-in car. They did over 4 million car sales last year. So nobody's even remotely close to these guys. But Tesla just, did $600,000 units that they shipped in the last quarter. I mean, they did 1.8 million cars. No one's even close to that. It's incredible. Ford, GM, nobody. Add them all up and they don't do anything close to what Tesla's doing. So share your thoughts on this stuff. I just think that I don't know if I would buy anything other than if you were going to buy an EV car, why you wouldn't buy a Tesla. I can't believe I'm saying that, because I think that you're going to see a lot of these other companies go out of business. And guys, I constantly get news sent to me, all these pictures, look at the Lucid. No one's captured a picture of this car. Who cares about the Lucid car? If you buy a car from a company that's losing almost $300,000 per vehicle, how can they stay in business? How can they stay in business? They can't stay in business. That's the point. So let me know what you guys think about this so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. 2024 is here, guys. And if you look at all the news stories out there, they are talking about metals going through the roof. Patriot Gold sells gold. They sell silver. They sell everything. Contact them today at 888-330-1431 and find out if an IRA or 401k is best for you in the new year. Do it now before it's too late. Talk to the experts who've been number one rated for 7 years in a row with Consumer Affairs. Again, all the experts talk about metals prices going through the roof. You don't want to miss out on this. The instability of the stock market, bonds, you have to get ready for this. And the best thing to do is look at metals to protect your future. Contact them today. They're number one rated for a reason, guys. Their customer service is absolutely amazing. I'm not just a spokesman. I am a client of theirs and I love the company, but call them today. 888-330-1431. If you don't want to call them, use the link below. Do it now before it's too late, but contact Patriot Gold right away. This next story goes to the first story of having a pilotless plane. The number one sector in the government that is being affected by ransomware attacks and bad hat people and hackers is the utilities. Aquipa is a water municipality in Pennsylvania, and they got hacked. Now here's the problem, is that all of these municipalities now and all the water infrastructure could be vulnerable to cyber attacks. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, what are you going to do? Okay, seriously, we have to fix this. We have to worry about this. But when you read the story below, it says, hey, some of these municipalities don't have the money for the security. It's fine. It's crazy. Okay, absolutely crazy. They have to do something about this. And they have to either have the government step in and fix this or do something to protect people, because you don't want it to where they could shut the water off. They could do anything, but they could do something very bad. Okay, and That's the problem with this. We just don't have the resources for this. Don't have the money for this. Okay? So, does that concern you? It concerns me. It concerns me. Now, where I'm at right now in Newport Beach, the next city up is Huntington Beach. Huntington Beach didn't want to have a desalinization plant because it would take away from the coastline and the look. And every time I mention this, I get people saying, you know, Dan, it's such a beautiful spot. I know I walk it every day, but you cannot sit there and say that we can just go about with status quo. We've got to fix things. And our security and the infrastructure security is huge. When you see all of these companies getting completely taken out right now, over and over and over again, I want you to be the one, or your ex-wife, let's put it that way, let's put her on that plane. Put her on that plane, you know, that is not piloted by a human being, okay? Don't worry, Mr. Rose is 50 miles away. He's great. He's an aeronautical expert. Who cares, guys? It's nuts. The next thing is we've heard about all these stories that you guys have sent me over and over again about how much these batteries cost. There is one man that owns a place called the Electrified Garage, and he is doing something where he is trying to take EV batteries and make it so that they can fix them. So they're taking the intricacies and the cells and the chemistry of these things and trying to replace them and not just throwing things in the scrap heap and recycling them, because you're going to have a environmental disaster is what they're talking about. Read the story below. But this guy can fix a car for basically $10,000 to $15,000 that would normally be $40,000. Is that a huge saving? It's incredible. When's the last time somebody said, hey, you need to replace your engine, Ted, and it's going to be $15,000? Okay, well, I'm going to get rid of the car if it's that expensive. No kidding. If it's $6,000, you're going to get rid of the car. $8,000, whatever. Okay, but again, we're just being fed this stuff like it's no big deal, but these electric cars are a mess. Great story from, Graham Stephan interviewed a guy who bought a Tesla, and a week after the Tesla was delivered, he had nothing but problems with it, and his buddies were 2 weeks later, the car completely died in the highway. Tesla had the car for months and never gave a rental, replacement, or anything, and that's the problem that you're seeing with stuff like this, but you're still making your car payment during that time. So this has got nothing but problems written all over it. But for one guy from the Electrified Garage to fix things, it's kind of exciting. So let me know if you think there's a future in that. One thing that you guys have written me a lot about were the changes in the new laws that are coming out for 2024. And the, let's start with minimum wage. Minimum wage in New York City is going to go to $16 an hour as of 2024. And again, you're going to see food go through the roof. It's going to make it so that anybody that works at a fast food plant is getting $16 an hour. And they work hard, they deserve it, but it's going to make food prices go through the roof. The other thing that you guys have asked me about are the new laws when it comes to what a landlord can charge you. For example, here in California, you cannot ask for more than 1 month's rent from someone. And so if you go to rent a place as of 2024, they can't say, hey, we need 2 months rent as a deposit. They can only ask for one. One thing that they don't have to do is they don't have to give you, if you've given 2 months rent, they don't have to give you one of those months back now. So I've had people ask me that, hey, my daughter lives there, can she get one of those months back? No, they're not going to do that. That's, you've already signed a lease that was from last year. They won't have to do that. So you're going to see this more and more and more. You know, we've talked a lot about losers and, you know, these millennials that just don't work. And then there's Brandon Pollan, who I'm like, you know, Brandon Pollan, he's 26 years old, never moved out of his house, grew up in his childhood home. And I'm thinking, what a mess. 26 years old, still living with mom and dad. Well, Brandon Pollan had a plan to go out and buy a house. He is the mayor of his town, Indian Head, Maryland. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe Brandon's not, you know, half the loser I think he is. But he saved enough money for a down payment. Him and his fiance are moving into their new house. That's a success story, guys. And I got to give this kid credit because he went out and saved his money and put it towards purchasing a new home. So, you know, let me know what you think about this, because I love freedom. I love being able to do what I want to do. I love having my friends over. I love my kids. And I love that they can come and go whenever they want. But and we have an agreement that their rooms will always be their room, so they can show up and stay in their room whenever they want. But man, oh man, I mean, just to sit there and live at home at 26, there's a lot of living before 26, if you know what I mean. So let me know what you think about this. Share your thoughts on this stuff. Very curious as to what you think. I think you're going to see more people living together, more families living together, as the layoffs start and as the chaos hits in 2024. I'm going to finish this video with this last story. And do you guys remember last year? There was a man, Kevin Ford, who worked over 27 years for a Burger King in Las Vegas and never missed a day. And as a token of their appreciation, they had a little, hey, here's a party for you. You get a free burger. And they gave him a goodie bag filled with candy and junk. And people were blown away because it wasn't like all your years of service. I mean, the franchisee owner, Burger King International, all these people did nothing for this guy. Nothing. But the internet spoke and the internet got upset. So what did they do? He gets a GoFundMe set up by somebody else. And the GoFundMe goes viral, and this guy got $400,000. 400 grand. He just showed his brand new house that he just purchased for $122,000. How cool is that? Isn't that great? That's a heartwarming success story. We don't get enough of these things like this. So Mr. Ford gets to own his own home, and everybody from the GoFundMe helped this happen. It wasn't, you know, from working at Burger King to where he could afford the house. So, you know, share your thoughts on this stuff. Please don't forget to like the video. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And if you want to get a hold of me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. And I can't believe I still have to say .com. Hey, hello@iallegedly doesn't work. Yeah, because you need to have .com after it, guys. Okay? Welcome to 2024. Big changes, cool stuff happening. Share your thoughts, guys. I can't wait to hear from all of you.